You're listening to iTalk.
At the Partially Sighted Society, we have a lot of people that ring in with a lot of questions. Often people are scared about the future, so they don't know what the future may hold. In this item, we hope to answer some of those frequently asked questions that many people, maybe like yourself, may have. With me is Anita Plant, the CEO of the Partially Sighted Society. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Sean.
So Anita, one of the most common questions we get at the Partially Sighted Society is, how do I get registered as partially sighted?
So one of the most frequently asked questions we get is, how can I be registered as visually impaired? The only person who can sign a certificate of visual impairment, which starts that registration process, is your consultant ophthalmologist at the eye hospital. That's the person who's treating your eye condition. If your vision falls below a certain level, and that's how well you see detail and how well and your visual fields, that's your sideways vision, the consultant can sign a certificate of visual impairment. This is then sent to your GP. You get a copy and is also sent to your local adult services sensory team, and they should make contact with you in order to complete the registration process. This is an entirely voluntary process, but what it does mean is being registered does allow you to access certain concessions to help with living with sight loss.
To follow that up, Anita, a lot of people ask if they can get registered if they have one eye. Is this true?
No. If you have lost vision in one eye, but you still have full vision in your other eye, you cannot be registered as visually impaired. In fact, you can still drive a car with one eye as long as you've got a full field of vision and full set of acuity within that eye.
So what levels of sight impairment are there?
There are two levels, sight impaired or severely sight impaired. There are certain concessions that you can get depending on which level you've been registered as. We do have an information sheet on registration which does list all of those concessions. For example, you wouldn't pay, if you've been registered as visually impaired, you wouldn't pay VAT on any talking or magnifying aids that are used specifically for your visual impairment. On some of the larger, more sophisticated equipment, this can be quite a saving.
We get a lot of questions from people that have already lost quite a big chunk of their vision or struggle to see in general. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about magnification?
Choosing a magnifier is very subjective to the individual. And that's why we always try to recommend having a low vision assessment, which is why we provide them at the Society. You wouldn't really go into the optician and just pick up a pair of glasses and expect them to work and be suitable for your vision. And that's the same sort of theory around choosing a magnifier. Magnifiers start at around about a 1.7 times magnification and can go up to 22 times magnification even. The principle behind magnification is the higher the power of the magnification, the smaller the field of view you will have to look through. Everybody asks me, can I get a magnifier that will fit over the page, that will magnify the whole page? Or they will ask me, I've got a 3x magnifier. I want a stronger magnifier, but with a bigger field of view to look through. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The higher the power of magnification, the smaller the field of view. The only way we get around that is by using digital or electronic magnifiers, which are really fantastic in allowing higher power magnifiers or magnification with a reasonable field of view to look through.
Thank you very much, Anita. And if you have any more questions that have not been answered here, please feel free to give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society, 01302 965 195, and our friendly team would be more than happy to speak to you. That's 01302 965 195.